think higher educational institutions and universities have a significant role to play in improving participation in health research. Essentially, to start with, I think their role will be to create a really effective platform to carry out a number of activities to promote research in general, to inform their communities about research that is available locally or for a particular condition, and to demonstrate the benefits that research provides for us all. Looking at things in a little bit more detail, I think they should find out the profile of research in local communities and where participation is already occurring. I think that they should map the existing research environment and then plan to support or fill the gaps that exist and make links to build again even stronger. I think it's also important that the organisations establish their capacity and their strengths to promote and develop research so that they can achieve their goals. I think they should know clearly that the purpose of research is to improve health, care, and well-being for all of us. It's not about the organisation. It's also not a blank sheet of paper out there in terms of research participation. But there are holes. There are holes in understanding, holes in behaviours, holes in attitudes. And these observations apply to researchers and public contributors alike. Higher education institutions should commit to participate in integrated approaches to the recruitment of participants in all aspects of the research cycle. They should build a network, see what's out there, and establish what's needed. And finally, I think they should demonstrate and believe in a culture of collaboration, not competition. They should avoid duplication and accept that we all need to play the part that best uses our resources and experiences. A single organisation cannot, and indeed should not, hold all the cards. They should attempt to reduce academic language. Use a pool of public contributors to translate. Plan for opportunities to consult with and for local communities. And finally, welcome and trust the lived experiences in the community and their current and future needs.